This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. And I'm going to fill you in on something that you weren't necessarily invited to last week in Chicago.
I had to work alone last week.
Yeah, you were working by yourself.
Oh, with Catherine. It was great.
Yeah, and meanwhile, I was with the nearly 7,000 journalists who gathered in Chicago last week. And we did a little chatting and a little networking and finding out about what folks are doing in this industry that's undergoing so many changes, the media world, that is. And nearly all of them were journalists of color, African-Americans, Asians, Latinos, and the gathering was called Unity 08, and it is the very largest journalism convention in the country.
Of any kind.
Of any kind. Yeah. And as I said, they came from all over, and among this diversity, they did agree, though, that the year's big story is the unprecedented presidential election.
Hi, my name is Nikita Patel, and I'm a former online editor at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and AJC.com in Atlanta. Originally, my family's from India, but I was born and raised in London, and technically term myself as a Brindian. Everybody talks about politics, whether you bump into someone on the subway, whether you're just picking up your newspaper, you know, whether you're at Starbucks. I mean, politics is the buzzword.
Politics is the buzzword. I think that's our takeaway.
Well, not so fast, Adora, because the other big talking point was the explosion of the internet and really how it affects how we get our news. And as you can imagine, as the industry grapples with this transformation, opinions about it were as diverse as the crowd.
Tasha Flournoy, multimedia journalist based in Chicago, Illinois.
It's more segmented. People are going to whatever leaning they have, as opposed to if you go to an editorial page in a newspaper, you're getting right-wing, left-wing, various different opinions. Whereas if I was a right-wing conservative, I could just go to that, you know, political blog that I like, and you're not hearing other voices. So is that a bad thing? I think it's good where you can affirm your own opinion, but I think in some ways it's bad because you don't have a diversity of opinions.
Nicole Griggs, who we also spoke to, she produces a show called Consumer Talk with Michael Finney in San Francisco. She says the mainstream media has lost a bit of its credibility, spending much more time on pageantry than policy, which provides a huge opening for blogs.
Somewhere in there, there's more truth than, you know, the evening news at 11 p.m. telling you this latest poll.
Somehow there's more truth in a blog than there is in the traditional news form.
I think all are necessary. I think all are necessary because as journalists, you know, this is our craft. We study it, we live it, we breathe it, you know, but we still need that other perspective, that person that's kind of not, you know, ingesting it all of the time.
There was also a lot of worry given the competition of this free internet, free blogs, newspaper and magazine subscriptions, and viewership of television are down across the board in mainstream media. And many journalists are finding themselves riding the wave, adding cyberspace duties to their repertoires.
Hi, I'm Mike Lyle, production assistant for ESPN Radio in Bristol, Connecticut. I've been following the presidential campaign quite closely this year.
And so how are you following it? Are you watching on TV, you're listening on the radio, you're reading the newspaper?
I'm following all formats of media. I'm watching it, listening to it, reading about it, blogging about it, talking about it, as much as I can take in about it as I can. I'm getting all of my information.
So why are you so invested this time around?
Because we are on the verge of something historically happening this year coming.
Historically happening. Well, the Unity Conference
ESPN.
Was historic.
ESPN.
And
those
guys
are such techie dweebs.
And they said, I got to get on the web. I just want to note, folks, that on our website, thetakeaway.org, we have a lovely Unity election comments slideshow that you can check out.
And if you check it out, it's great.
It is. And
really cool.
Just a quick note, though, there were still thousands less journalists there because a lot of companies can't afford to send more of their folks.
Unity 08.